Hi and welcome to Pop Media Podcast. My name is Sunan. I am Yash. This is the monthly guest episode for the podcast with Abhishek Jain. Abhishek Jain is a filmmaker. And before we start the episode, I'll just like to tell you all you have to follow us on all the socials, so you'll get all the dates for the live shows that we are doing. Now we'll start the episode. So I want to ask you about starting an OTT in Gujarat. Like, how has the experience been?
It's been 22 months now.
Yeah.
I think it has been a great journey so far. A lot of new learnings, because so far we were just content creators. Now mm-hmm. you're a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're a platform, the responsibilities, the accountability, all of these increases. And if I have to keep it very brief, then the experience has been extremely exciting and a lot of learning on the way. Because you're dealing with content on everyday basis, you're meeting a lot of new voices, and then also there is a certain amount of responsibility that comes with audiences' reaction and responses and the kind of expectations they have for Gujarati content, and especially you are the only exclusive Gujarati language content platform. So I think it has been very gratifying.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel now I've started a Gujarati platform and I have the power to give voices, so okay, I have the right to decide what goes on the platform and what kind of content goes on? Ke tumhare yo koi bias se ke mane I was to tumhe ke I will promote it more and not the other thing?
I don't know about the power. There is no power as such, because you are just the medium. You cannot think of yourself as a power. I can never think of myself as a power to do anything, but I think I can be the medium. And when you are the medium, then definitely you have that right, or you have that amount of autonomy that what kind of content would go.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not only me who decides that. Mm-hmm. We have a team. So whenever there is a content that is pitched to us, or whenever there is a content that we develop, we kind of sit together, discuss about it. We kind of try to see through the idea. And then our only filter or the bias is excitement. If we are all excited about it, then we are going ahead and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There is no bias as such ke is tarah ka content banega ya yehi aadmi banayega ya ye actor kaam karega usme, aisa kuch bhi nahi.
Nice. But like you said, excitement, that's a good way to look at it. And what would be, you know, your other criteria if something goes on that OTT or for something to be out there?
See, typically speaking, any OTT platform would go by a lot of analytics, a lot of data that you see from your viewers' point of view. Fortunately or unfortunately, we do not have a great sample size from where you can define the analytics, you know, study the analytics and then come to a definition that this is the kind of content that has been viewed, and then you keep on pumping in that kind of content a lot of times. So right now, I would say not only our platform, but entire Gujarati consumer base, audience base is in a very experimental zone. You know, so whatever you make, the idea is to be, you know, equally excited about making it, while making it, and after making it, promoting it. And then also, you have to own up to what you make. And then you have to just put it out there in the universe and see how people react to it. It's like, wo kehte hai na ke, नेकी कर दरिया में डाल, कंटेंट बना ओटीटी पे डाल।
या
सो कमिंग बैक टू योर क्वेश्चन, आई डोंट थिंक वी डिफाइन फ्रॉम देयर, वी डोंट कीप एनी बायस, वी जस्ट वांट टू एक्सपेरिमेंट, वी वांट टू शो पीपल एज मेनी स्टोरीज, एज मेनी काइंड ऑफ स्टोरीज, एज मेनी जॉनर्स ऑफ स्टोरीज दैट दे कैन सी, एंड देन लेट्स सी हाउ इट गोस फर्दर अहेड।
आल्सो बिकॉज़ वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट कंज्यूमर्स एंड एक्सपेरिमेंटिंग हियर, हाउ मच प्रॉब्लम इज सेंसरशिप फॉर यू, लाइक किस लेवल तक वहाँ पे सोचना पड़ता है कि नाउ वी आर मेकिंग दिस फिल्म और दिस शो, बट सेंसरशिप माइट बी एन इशू हियर, सो डू यू स्क्रैप दैट और मॉडिफाई दैट और मेक इट सटल, और लाइक हाउ डज दैट हैपन?
सी, वेरी ऑनेस्टली स्पीकिंग, टू थिंग्स टू दिस, वन हैज टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज सेंसरशिप। पीपल हैव कंप्लीटली अब्यूज्ड द टर्म सेंसरशिप बिकॉज़ दे थिंक सेंसरशिप कम्स विद अ डिक्टेटरशिप, इट इज क्वाइट सिमिलर टू दैट, बट वेयरएज इफ यू सी द नेम ऑफ द सेंट्रल certification board, it is called the Central Board for Film Certification. It never calls itself censor board. Casually and abusingly we call it censor board, but it's not a censor board, it's a is a film certification board. They tell you that, or they propose to you, what kind of sensor or what kind of certificate do you want. You want a U, which can be consumed by maximum audiences. You want a UA, which is restricting to a little, you know, to a certain kind of audiences. And then A, which is again restricting to your a different kind of audiences. So then you decide, they propose to you, you decide. You ask for a U, then they'll suggest you that if you want a U certificate, you might have to cut down on these scenes or, you know, tone down these kind of scenes and all of that. So that is the idea of the censorship, as people may call it. Secondly, OTT doesn't have any censorship so far. However, the government or the people or the media rather are pushing that envelope of bringing censorship. I personally believe the censorship comes from within, first and foremost. It's no one can actually really curb you down. It is your moral responsibility, it is your social responsibility to, if at all this can be called censor, to censor your content, to self-censor your content. You have to understand that whatever you are putting out there, whether that has enough amount of moral stance in the society, or what is going to be the repercussion of that content, and are you ready to face that? So I don't think we are worried about that. What worries us more is our self-censorship, which comes in form of intent. If our intent is not right to create the content, if our intent is not pure enough to put the content out there, then I think we should not even attempt. Whether it is applicable to the censor board or not, it doesn't matter. If we are, if our intent is not right, if we are not honest enough to the content, then why are we even making it?
True. No, that's a great point. Like, as a filmmaker, it's your responsibility only to what you want to portray and all that. I've seen people around me, my friends in the industry as well, they keep telling me that the Gujarati, they dumb down Gujarati audience by telling the Gujarati audience want this family comedies and romantic comedies, and we'll keep making that because that is what ultimately, you know, brings money, and that's what brings the audience to the theatre.
Yeah, but as human beings, we always want to attach our successes or failures to some excuse, right? Mostly the failures, so that I think the audiences do not know, the audiences are not mature enough, I made a content which is ahead of the time, the audiences are fool. All of these are great excuses which I think you get a grace mark of. But that's not the fact. Deep down inside you know that you've made a mistake somewhere.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you, like, you know, I now wonder, because you've been a filmmaker for quite a long time now. And I had this debate with one of my friends. He told me, like, me and Yash, we made a short film back in November on iPhone, okay? So he told me that I should not call myself a filmmaker because I made a film on iPhone and it's a short film and you need much more experience, which is true. Like, I need experience to make better films. But do you think, can a person call themselves filmmaker if they are making films or if they're shooting something on iPhone? Like, what's the definition of being a filmmaker for you? Like, I'm very confused on that point.
So the fact is, everyone in this country, everyone in this world is a storyteller.
Yeah.
Himself in his own right. The idea of OHO was to bring out stories from people who are living a normal life and probably leading a mundane life, but they have a story in them. And how can we be that one platform who would want to voice that story out? I believe in the democracy of story. I believe the fact that everyone has the right to tell a story and everyone is a storyteller. If you've made a film on iPhone, you're a filmmaker. If you made a film in your own head, I think you're a filmmaker. You are, because deep down inside, everyone is expressionist. Everyone is a storyteller. So there is nothing, it's just that, you know, if one has to define what is a filmmaker, then I think it's very vague an answer, but I will still try to attempt it, that if one can understand that films are not made only for their own viewing as a filmmaker. Films are made for a larger audience. It's a communication medium for the masses. And by masses, I do not mean, you know, the masses that you know of, or that's the popular masses that people consider. But if you make a film, if you express, and there is someone who listens to it or watches it, it's like, I want to tell a story and there is someone who is listening it. I think that amount of responsibility, if someone understands that, I'm not here to make it for my own self. I'm here. My duty is to tell a story to an audience. So it's a aap le. आप बनाते हो और कोई उसे कंज्यूम करता है, आप कहते हो और कोई उसे सुनता है, सुनने वाले की जो जो आइडेंटिटी है उसको जब तक आप न भूलें, आप जब तक वो समझें कि आपको सुनने वाला कोई है। आज आपने एक फिल्म बना ली, आपने शायद यूट्यूब पे चढ़ा ली और शायद उसको कोई व्यू नहीं आया 3 साल 4 साल तक, और उसके बाद में एक आदमी ने देखा, आपको अपना एक ऑडियंस मिला। आपकी जिम्मेदारी है कि आप कहानी कहें अपने ऑडियंस के लिए, दैट इज इम्पोर्टेंट। That's what makes you a filmmaker. The moment you have one audience, you are a filmmaker. But the moment you are making it for your own self, maybe that is still, you know, calling you a filmmaker. But you are yet to, you know, you are yet to have someone who, to listen to you or watch your film in that context.
But are most of the directors, like most of the directors, are selfish, right? In that sense, that they are making a film for themselves first. It's like can we say ki it's like poets writing poetry, because the first reader is always the poet, right? In that context.
So we are mixing two things. Definitely a filmmaker is selfish, he is self-centered, he is narcissist, all of that.
Okay.
But he's in his imagination first, he is talking to himself. He's it's a great thing if a filmmaker can call himself an audience.
Yeah.
In fact, we lose on that fact that I'm a filmmaker and there is an audience. Actually, the first audience is you. You have to first make it for yourself, 100%. There is no denying to that. And there is no context to what I just answered to your previous question. The idea is that you make a film where you know that I want to tell this story, and if no one else, I'll listen to this story. But again, coming back to that answer, it doesn't make you a filmmaker per se. You know, you have to have an audience. I'm talking from the business point of view. I'm talking from the existential point of view. But first thing is that you have to be convinced about telling that story. You have to be convinced about even listening to that story, even if you are the filmmaker yourself.
Yeah.
So you have to tell a story, not just, you know, make it for yourself only, is what you're trying to
say. You start with making it for yourself, but then you listen to yourself, you listen to your own story, and then you put it across to the world, to the universe, to watch it, to listen to it.
Yeah. What do you think about film schools?
I have great respect for film schools, because I think for people like us who do not come from any sort of film background, a film school becomes a window which gives you a fairly new world. And if you, I mean, I have been to a film school, so I understand the value of going to a film school. It is then upon to a individual how he kind of, you know, navigates or maneuvers his life and career coming out of a film school. But I think I am completely indebted to my film school. If that film school wouldn't have been there, I don't think I would have been ever a filmmaker.
Uske saath bhi, you know, the same thing that you told about censorship, with internet people have made the world kind of dirty. With film school also, that has happened, because Anurag Kashyap and all these filmmakers have came on a platform and they have said continuously ki people should not go to film school. Even Quentin Tarantino has said that you only learn through films and not through film school. So people on internet now, without going to film school, they have made up this idea in their mind that film schools are worthless and one should not go there.
These are opinions, right?
Yeah, I think
what Anurag said or what Quentin Tarantino has said, they are right in their own way. I am right in my own way.
Yes.
Going to a film school has worked for me. Probably not going to a film school has worked for them. Whatever works for us to be able to facilitate you, or you know, empower you to tell a story, works. So if one doesn't go to film school, doesn't make him a filmmaker.
True.
And if someone goes to a film school, doesn't guarantee him to be a filmmaker.
That's what I'm talking about.
Whatever works for you, works for you.
People have stopped thinking about the wider opinion, and they have just stopped at one thing. Is what I'm trying to say.
I don't think so. There are so many film schools in the world, and there are so many students who go to a film school. They have voiced their opinion, I have voiced my opinion. And for me, film school has worked. For maybe someone else or for you, it wouldn't work. It's then dependent on an individual.
It's
a very individualistic thing. If a person is, you know, already going with the mindset that, you know, film schools are bad, then definitely you shouldn't go to one. So, yeah.
True.
उस हिसाब से तो मुझे लगता है कि MBA स्कूल में जाना जरूरी
है। धंधा कोई सीख कोई सही नहीं। Like there was this mentality ना कि धंधा सीख कोई सकता है कि MBA स्कूल में जाओ।
And you know, because like what do you think that is something interesting and new, but you are afraid that if I portray this, it would not work here, or you know, does that happen to you? Like you are writing a story or you want to make a story, but the commerce part of it is scary, that like people might not watch this or people might not like this, so you don't make that out. Like how do you function?
No, if you want to tell a story, you have to go ahead and tell it. But then when you bring the commerce part of it, you have to also understand that to how many people will this story be relatable to or appealing to. If that is not appealing to enough lot of it, then you make the film or that story in a limited budget that it doesn't, you know, put you in a trouble where you are not earning anything and then, you know, you are hopping onto another. At some point in career, you feel that you have enough money and you are secure enough, you can make a film that, you know, only a limited audience would want to watch it. So that kind of thoughts do come. I mean, self-doubt, self-questioning does happen with every subject. People, you know, at least I, even dealing with the subject, it's not that from day zero I am absolutely convinced about that story. Sometimes, you know, 2 days down the line, I have started working on the story and I feel that no, this story is not working either for me, or I don't think this story has an audience, and then I realize, no, I have to go deeper into it. I have to realize later, then I take a journey, and then later maybe I realize, no, there is a definite audience to it. So it's a journey. You cannot be so definite about whether this will work or this won't work. Had we all known about this, then I think everyone, you know, would have been a crorepati out of making
films. Yeah, definitely. If you would have known, okay, you know, this would pop off, then yeah, sure.
No, but because you're a producer as well, right? So like, I just wanted to know, how does it work then? Because you have to also think about your money, and you also have to think about the creative part as well. So like,
money and creative part are not loggerheads with each other. Money facilitates the creative side of it. Producer is there to facilitate a storyteller. Producer is himself a storyteller. Producer is not someone who is just putting in money. Producer is someone who is managing you and managing that money so that you can make that film or you can tell that story. So they are not loggerheads. They are rather, so it's not like a producer is sitting on the other side of the table. A producer is actually sitting with the filmmaker, with that director on the same side. So there is no animosity, but there is somehow this animosity that people have attached it. Producer matlab ek alag prakar ke log hote hain jo chahte nahi hai aapko film banaye, but halanki producer hi aapko film banane ke liye aapki madad kar sakta hai.
True.
So there is no fight as such.
That opinion I've heard at large with people, that the one that you said, the producers are there, you know, they kill your creativity or something like that. But why do you think that
producer
is
has to understand that it's a director's medium. At the end of the day, if the director is not convinced, he will anyways, you know, screw it up. So might as well go with his conviction. The trust factor works better and more in this industry than anything else. You have to trust the person who is telling the story. And if you're facilitating him, you're facilitating not the story, you are actually facilitating that man's conviction on that story. So you're not putting in money on that story, you're putting in the man's conviction to tell that story.
But ye opinion hai because bahut maine bahut saari hindi filmon mein dekha hai ki producers are often shown as this villain who are, you know, they are anti. Last night I was watching this new show that came on Prime, Jubilee. Usme bhi aisa hai ki the producers are shown as villains that are, you know, against the heroes, against the directors, against the filmmakers.
Yeah,
and that stereotype is being forward.
Agar sab kuch bahut sundar sundar dikha to koi drama nahi rehta. Haan. To aisa nahi hai ki sare producer bahut achha mitra hota hai, but hote hain aise kuch log jo aapko aisa lagta hai ki yaar ye meri zindagi ka life ka roda hai aur iski mein mere ko problem lag rahi hai. तो वो उस तरह से दिखाया जाएगा, बट अगर सब कुछ हंकी डोरी दिखाएंगे तो ड्रामा कहां से?
ड्रामा नहीं आएगा. True. That thing with what do you think about films nowadays? What do you think about the current cinema?
What kind of cinema are you talking about?
The one that I'm thinking. What do you think about it as a whole?
I think this is the best time to be part of this industry. This is the wonderful time frame where everyone is being facilitated with so much of stories to tell, and it has become more democratic as a medium that anyone today, even if he is not from a film school, can tell a story, make a film. There is so much of employment that is generated out of this industry, and there are so many different kind of stories coming in different kind of genres, coming from different kind of languages, regions and ethos that I don't think 20 years back we had. So it is only flourishing.
Yeah.
A small hiccups here and there doesn't make the industry, you know, nosedive. It just, it's part and parcel of every industry. There is a boom, there is a depression, then there is a boom, there is a depression. So it, this is the graph that every industry goes through. But what helps that filmmaker or that fraternity is to kind of, whenever there is a lull period, it helps you to go back and think, where are we going wrong? Mm-hmm. And we can probably resurrect it and come back and bounce back. So I think it's a great phase to be a filmmaker. It is a great phase to be in the film industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of films that are coming out, they're so varied. Because you've got choices, that is why you're making your opinions. Had there not been choices enough, and only a kind of films were being made, would you have opinions? No.
Definitely.
So here today, the audience, as much as the filmmakers or the fraternity has become democratic, the audience has also become democratic, where they have a choice to see what they like, and then base their opinion on that, whatever they like or whatever they don't like.
Which is also a reason why it is more easy to break through into the scene right now than it was 10 years ago, right? Like when you started, it might have been real hard. Right now, anyone can, you know, pick up a camera and shoot and put it on YouTube, and there are mediums everywhere.
So every medium comes with their own responsibility.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean that because you can put up a camera somewhere and you can make a film, doesn't take away the responsibility from you. It has become even more, you know, tougher responsibility.
And you know, you said ki different books make different kind of senses within your lifetime, right? Does that happen to you with films as well?
Oh, definitely. Every time I watch the same film, like Lagaan, I would have seen more than 100 times. I sometimes also just randomly catch on to a scene of Lagaan and then put it off and then start doing my mundane work.
Yes.
Films does that to you. Wong Kar Wai's films are has a lot of impact on my life and career as a filmmaker. So I keep on revisiting his films because every time, and that's the beauty of the craft, that every time you visit their films, you get to know something better, more than the last time.
Mm-hmm.